everyone. My name is Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom, and I know that your English will improve today. Well, this morning, I brought my breakfast. I didn't have time to eat before leaving the house. Let's see. I brought some bread. And cheese. So delicious. Well, as many of us probably know, food is a very important part of life. You need food in order to live. However, every culture has its own traditions as far as when and what time people eat. So this morning, I'm eating bread and cheese for breakfast. But what do other cultures usually eat throughout the day? Well, in our lesson titled Eating Habits, we'll be discussing different eating habits of people around the world. Today, we'll be talking specifically about France, and then we're going to talk about Brazil. Well, let's go inside to find Gabe so we can get started on this exciting lesson.
Hello, everybody. My name is Gabe. Happy to be here talking about eating habits today.
Well, talking about eating habits, Gabe, do you like to eat?
Do I like to eat?
Yeah, do you like to eat?
Of course I like to eat, Rebecca. Everyone loves to eat.
Oh, great. Well, what do you like to eat?
Ah, that is a good question. Anything delicious. For breakfast, oh, living here in Taipei, I love bacon dumpling.
Oh, I like those too.
Yeah, and you know, with a nice cup of hot coffee. And for lunch, I like to have pasta, and maybe for dinner, a nice steak. What about you?
That sounds quite delicious. I actually love fish. I like salmon in particular with a baked potato or mashed potatoes. Is this making you hungry?
Yes, of course it is, but we don't have time to eat right now. We're going to be talking about eating habits all around the globe. So let's get started with our first reading, learning about France.
And there's France. Oh, where is it?
Eating habits. A look at how people eat around the globe. Food is a major part of every culture. After all, everyone needs to eat. But each country has its own traditions regarding what people eat and when. France. France is known for its fine cuisine and its people take food seriously. Most eat 3 meals a day at fixed times and never snack between meals. Breakfast is a light meal of bread and coffee. They eat lunch at around 1 p.m. and a dinner with multiple courses after 8 p.m.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 regarding 这个介系词。Regarding 是指有关、关于或者是就某件事或某个人而言。例如 ,regarding our trip to London, I think we might need to delay the departure date. 有关我们去伦敦的旅行，我想我们可能需要延期出发。或者是 we received many compliments regarding our speedy response to customers' requests. 我们收到许多顾客对于我们快速回应他们的需求的赞美。接下来我们看的是 multiple 这个形容词。M-U-L-T-I 这个字根有许多的意思，所以 multiple 是指多个的或者是多重的。例如 ,the patient suffers from multiple injuries caused by the car accident. 这位病人因为车祸造成了多处受伤。或者是 Irene did well on the multiple choice questions on the test. Irene 考试的选择题的部分答得非常好。或者是 the computer can run multiple systems at the same time.这部电脑可以同时运作好几个系统。
France. Yes, we are in France. That is the part of the world we're talking about today. As you can see, I am dressed like a Frenchman, don't you think, Rebecca?
Wait, Gabe, you're supposed to be a Frenchman?
Yeah, they wear these kind of hats.
Do you know actually who you look like?
Who?
You look like Mario. So when I push this button, you should, like, hop.Ready?
Bing!
Yes, Rebecca, like that.
That's not fun. Let's not do that right now.
Oh.
We're in France talking about eating habits in France, okay? Now, we see here a look at how people eat around the globe. So, when I usually think of the word globe, I think of something like this. This is an actual globe, a small-scale representation of the world.
This is definitely a globe. However, when we're in our lesson, we're not really talking about this globe.
No.
We're just talking about the way people eat around the world. So let's start with the first sentence in our lesson, which reads, food is a major part of every culture. Well, obviously. And our lesson continues, after all, everyone needs to eat. Now, we want to talk about this phrase, after all. Is that what you're getting excited about, Dave?
Yes, this is a wonderful phrase. After all, you want to define, you want to consider the following fact whenever you say after all. So, for example, don't punish him. After all, he's only 2 years old.
Exactly. Or you can say, I really hope that my dad is able to come to our performance on Saturday. After all, it is the last performance.
Well, if you see me or you see Rebecca on the street, then you should talk to us in English. After all, you want to practice your English, right?
That is very true. Well, our lesson continues. It takes us to France now. France is known for its fine cuisine. I agree with that. I've been to France, and it's a great place to eat.
Oh, you have been to France.
I have been to France.
I'm so jealous. I would love to eat some fine French cuisine, Rebecca.
Well, you know, the French, they actually take their food very seriously.
Hey.
Yes?
That's a wonderful phrase. If you take something seriously, you're serious about it. This is no joking matter to the French.
Absolutely not. Well, what about your homework? I don't know about you, but I like to take my homework very seriously. And I hope you do the same thing.
All right. Well, you could say maybe he always complains about really small things, so you shouldn't take him seriously because he always complains.
Yes. Or you could say, Tina, she just loves to read. She takes every book she reads very seriously.
Well, you know what I've heard?
That
you should take your relationships and friendships seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously. Don't be too serious about life.
Well, that's something else, Gabe, I would definitely agree with. Well, you know what time it is right now? You know what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
Well, it's time for us to go visit the guys in the info cloud because they have something that they want to share with us about police, the language police.
Hey, I wonder if they take their language seriously. Let's join them now.
Imagine a government agency making it a crime to use words from other languages.
Imagine it having the power to change the spelling of thousands of words at once.
And imagine it being the final authority on words' correct meanings and pronunciations.
Government agency? Sounds more like language police.
Actually, that's not far from the truth. Right now, there are over 100 agencies in the world with varying degrees of governmental authority that regulate, protect, and promote languages.
Perhaps the most famous is the French Academy. It was started in 1635 to be the final authority on all things related to the French language.
In 1762, the Academy published a French dictionary with 5,000 new spellings, just like that. Overnight, everyone in France had to learn to spell again.
More recently, in the 1980s, fines were imposed on citizens for using English words instead of their French equivalents.
There were a few times that America almost had its own language academy. However, nothing came of it. The prevailing belief was that the best forms of English speech would establish themselves by their common usage, not the dictates of a language committee.
法国人不只是认真地看待食物，也认真地看待他们的语言。早在1635年，法国就设立了 French Academy 法兰西学院，来规范法国语言的正确运用。在18世纪，这个学院发行了一本法文字典，其中有5000个单字是采用新的拼字方法 人民呢也必须一样画葫芦。1980年代这个很有权威的组织还开始对乱用法文的人开罚单，如果你讲法文的时候掺杂着一些英文单字，就有可能被罚。那这个组织的宗旨呢，就是要维护发展变化中的法语的清晰纯正。美国人对英文就没有那么的洁癖，虽然曾经有人建议设立类似的语言维护组织，但还好都没能成型。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, once again, we are here in France. Well, actually just talking about French cuisine. And so we read in our lesson, most eat three meals a day at fixed times and never snack between meals. Now, we want to take a moment and talk about this word fixed versus flexible. If something is fixed, that just means that it's probably not going to change. Is that correct?
That is right. That is a fixed definition there. It will not change. So, of course, the opposite is flexible. It could change based on certain situations. So, for example, some people have a fixed budget. That means you will not spend any more. Or do you have a flexible budget? You can spend more or less.
However, you can also use this word, fixed, to refer to a price. For example, if you were to go to the night market, you'll find that most of the prices are not fixed. They're flexible. However, if you go to the supermarket, you'll find that the prices are not flexible, but fixed. Well, we still have so much more to learn right after this. Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. Well, it's also the place where we talk about good food. I just finished up a delicious breakfast of bread and cheese. Now, if I were to go to France, I wonder if I could find some bread and cheese for breakfast. Our lesson says that most French people eat bread for breakfast. So it doesn't seem like adding a piece of cheese would be that difficult. Well, let's continue learning about the way the French people view their mealtimes.
Eating habits. The French consider eating as social activity. Eating alone is rare. And eating while doing something else is unheard of. The French take time to enjoy their meals, and visitors should do the same. Brazil. Like the French, Brazilians typically eat a light breakfast. Lunch, the largest meal of the day, usually consists of some combination of meat, rice, potatoes, beans, and vegetables. Between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., people enjoy a smaller meal with their families. Brazilians don't mind snacking and sometimes buy food from street carts, but they always finish eating before walking away.
All right, 继续我们看的是 unheard of 这个形容词。Unheard 是指没有听见的，例如 The students protest against the skyrocketing tuition went unheard， 这些学生对于学费狂涨的抗议无人理会。今天课文中用到的 unheard of 是指前所未闻的、令人震惊的或者是空前的，例如 The disease spread at an unheard of speed， 这个疾病以惊人的速度散播。所以我们看的是 consist 这个动词。Consist 是指组成或构成，如果要说明是由什么组成的话，是用 of 这个介系词。例如 The company now consists of four departments, R&D, Marketing, Sales, and Customer Service. 这个公司现在由四个部门组成，研发、行销、业务还有客服。或者是 The meal consists of an appetizer, two main courses, and a dessert. 这个套餐包括开胃菜、两道主菜还有甜点。And now let's get back to our teachers.
We're continuing to learn about the French eating habits. One thing we read here is eating alone is rare, and eating while doing something else, like playing with your cell phone, is unheard of. Now, here in our lesson, unheard of actually kind of means offensive, but it could also just mean something that people don't expect.
Exactly. For example, now this might surprise you, but in some countries, having more than one pair of shoes is completely unheard of.
Well, you know, 150 years ago, it was completely unheard of for most women to work after marriage. What kinds of things are unheard of in your culture? Right now, it's time for us to take a closer look at something from this sentence with Liz.
Hi, friends. My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence. Eating alone is rare, and eating while doing something else is unheard of. The writer is saying that the act of eating alone in France is something people don't often do. It's rare. And the idea of eating while doing something else? Well, people just don't do that over there. It's something you don't hear about, or it's unheard of. Now, notice the sentence pattern. Subject is description one. And subject, while verb with ing, is description 2. Use this pattern when you want to describe a certain activity and show how that activity can be a certain way when it's done with something else going on. For example, it's not easy to get a master's degree, and it's even harder when you have a full-time job and you're trying to get a master's degree. So you can say, studying for a master's degree is not easy, and studying for a master's degree while having a full-time job is very challenging. Or let's say there's a mountain road that is tricky to drive on, and if you try to talk on your cell phone and drive on that road at the same time, you can get yourself killed. So we can say, driving on this mountain road is very tricky, and driving on this mountain road while talking on your cell phone is suicidal. And that's it for today. See you next time.
And now, Brazil. Yes, we're done talking about the French. So we would like to see what happens in Brazil. And Rebecca, what are you wearing?
Well, you decided to dress up as a Frenchman, so I dressed up as a Brazilian. You like my attire?
Wow, you must be going to some kind of Brazilian party or something. Okay, this is great. Let's talk about Brazilian eating habits. Like the French, Brazilians typically eat a light breakfast. Hey, let's take a look at that word, typically.
Typically.
That means they usually, or when you think about them, that's what you think of. So how else could you use that word?
Well, talking about a light breakfast, that's a nice looking light breakfast right there.
Yes, cereal really is a light breakfast. Well, hey, I could use the word typically like, Rebecca is typically on time and dressed in normal clothes. But today, it's a little bit different.
Yes, I typically am on time. You know, I typically go to bed at 10 o'clock every night. I need my sleep.
Yeah.
Feels good.
You gotta get some rest for the next Brazilian party you go to. Okay, we move on here. Lunch, the largest meal of the day, usually consists of some combination of meat, rice, potatoes, beans, and other stuff. This is a great phrase to know, a combination of something and something else, when you mix two things together.
Exactly. For example, my apartment has been a little chilly lately, but with a combination of a blanket and a heater, I was able to stay nice and warm.
Or you could say this Brazilian song is a combination of rock and samba. So there are different styles in this song. Or maybe oden is a combination of tofu, eggs, and radish.
So there are so many different ways that you can use this phrase, combination of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one last phrase that we want to talk about. I hope you don't mind.
Of course I don't mind. The phrase is, don't mind. If you don't mind something, you're okay with it. And I hope you don't mind, but I have asked some people what their favorite meal of the day is. Let's enjoy today's SC Challenge.
And what is your favorite meal of the day?
My favorite meal of the day. Breakfast.
Why breakfast? That's early.
Well, because I've been sleeping for 8 hours, and I'm hungry. So the moment when I woke up, food! Yummy!
Food, yummy, breakfast!
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, 早餐. Because it gives me more energy.
My favorite meal of the day is dinner, because my family loves my cooking.
My favorite meal of the day is dinner. Dinner, why dinner?
Because I can eat with my family.
Hey, I like that answer.
Oh, it's about time to go home for dinner.
Okay, goodbye. Say hi to your family. Awesome. Are you up for the SC challenge?
We love food, and we all need to eat. It's a major part of every culture, but traditions regarding what to eat and when to eat are quite different from country to country. Let's look at some. In France, in southern Europe, people take food seriously, and in fact, France is famous for its fine cuisine. People mostly eat 3 meals a day, and they don't snack. They start with bread and coffee for breakfast, and then they eat lunch around 1. Dinner with multiple courses usually happens after 8 at night. This is a social activity, and rarely do people eat while doing something else. They enjoy their meals, and if you find yourself there, you should too. And then we look at Brazil in South America, where people usually eat a light breakfast. The largest meal of the day, lunch, with meat, rice, beans, vegetables, and then a smaller meal with their families between 6 and 8 in the evening. Street carts sell snacks, and people also enjoy buying food from them. But they finish eating at the cart before walking away.
Well, next time we have to learn about Egypt and the United States. I think I could dress up like an Egyptian.
Well, Gabe, I challenge you.
All right.
Do it?
I'll do it. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye. Okay,
I will.
I'm waiting.
Right here. Right here.
Right here.